So he says, "V'hinei tefila psula adifa metoyda shaloi l'shema mamish." It depends when we talk about Torah, not for the purpose. Torah, you can learn Torah without having avas Hashem, without having yiras Hashem, without love and fear of Hashem. Yes, you can learn Torah in such a way, but that's not as bad as learning Torah for the wrong purposes. Shaloi l'shema mamish. Like if you're learning Torah, you want to become, should be honored, you should be a big shot, or something like that. That's called learning Torah to brag. That's called mamash shaloi l'shema. So davening without the av yira is better than shaloi l'shema mamash. Then tefillah psula, a non for good davening, which is without the kavona l'shem shemayim, is better mitoyra shaloi l'shema mamash than a non l'shema Torah, an actual loy l'shema. Shehi tachas hashemesh. Because the Torah, the verse says, "Ma yisrael adam b'chol amoloi sheyachal sheyamel tachas hashemesh." What advantages is in Kehelas? What advantages to man for all the effort he puts in under the sun? So we say, under the sun, there's a waste of effort. But above the sun, which is the Torah, which is called higher than the sun, is that's where the effort is worth it. Now the question becomes, we say that if you're learning Shaloi L'shema, it's Tachas HaShemesh. It's not. It's just like the Rebbe. There's no, the effort is worthless almost because it's Tachas HaShemesh. So we're saying that when you learn Torah Shaloi L'shema Mamash, it's underneath the Shemesh, which is not certainly not the sky. But Vatvila Yigoy Rekia. But at least we learned in the Parshas Pekudei over there in the Zohar that it's still in the sky. So that is specifically if you're learning for the wrong reasons. But let's say you're just learning Torah, you're not for the right reason, not for the wrong reasons, you're just learning out of habit, you're used to it, you're trained to learn Torah. But you don't have an ulterior specific motive, then that's actually on a higher level, even than a tefillah psula, if you don't have that. He says that's what we see, like you see that students in a school and things like that will still be on that level. Aval Torah stam she'enu she'loi lishma rak ma'ava mesuteres tivis. But if you're learning just Torah plain without being actually for a wrong reason, not lishma, rak ma'ava mesuteres tivis. But there is a hidden love natural in your heart. You're not learning Torah because you love Hashem, but it's just because you have the hidden love. Legora mehevel pihen shel tenekes shel beis rabam. That's no worse than the ear of the mouth of the children that go to school. The solik leila, we say that does go up above. Why? Mipnei shehu hevel she'ein b'chait, because it's an ear which doesn't have a sin. The solik leila af im hu sheloi lishmo mamish miir saritzu shebiyada sefer. That would go up above, even though if it's actually not for the reason of Torah at all, but he's afraid of being strapped of the strap which is in the hand of the sefer, the scribe, the teacher. He's afraid, so he's learning Torah, but it's not actually shaloi l'shema. It's for other reason, but it's not really an ulterior motive. Ayin shom daf reishon heyom et beis shamalochim heimaylim. That the malachim bring up the ear of the children, of the school children, up to atzilus. So you see that even, so if you don't have shaloi l'shma, if you have shaloi l'shma, you explained earlier, that's from klipas noga, they're dragging it down. Or they're dragging it down. Maybe it's even worse than klipas noga, they're pulling it down. They're not letting the Torah go up. But if it's not mamash shaloi l'shma, but it's from the Ava Musteres, so then it can even go up, and he says here, it even goes up to the level of Atzilus.